This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show for a Monday. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We got a lot to do today. We got 10-man jam tickets. First chance to win comes up at 6:20 this morning. That's the big news because we're officially 3 weeks from tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Isn't that crazy?
Ooh.
3 weeks from tonight is 10-man jam at House of Blues presented by Bud Light. We'll talk all about that and give you a chance to win. Plus, coming up in about 10 minutes, it's time for another jury duty. Your opinion helps us get our verdict. And we'll talk about that coming up in just a minute. But right now, let's talk about some of the things that are happening here in Houston this morning. We call it the top three in Texas.
Number three.
Horrific photographs from last night's helicopter crash.
Oh, my God.
And the helicopter had taken off from Ellington Field when it crashed into a radio tower here in the Houston area. Multiple casualties. And authorities are saying that as the sun comes up, they are looking for pieces of the helicopter that you might find. So if you come across something, don't touch it. Contact the police or firefighters so they can retrieve it. And it will give them more answers to the puzzle.
Number two.
Early voting in Texas begins today. And you think, oh, I'll get in early and get it done. Well, last voting cycle, 76% of registered voters voted early.
Oh, really?
So pack your patience. Be prepared for your county's ballot because all of them are different. So you can familiarize yourself and create a plan before you head into that polling location. No phones are allowed, but you can take a piece of paper.
Huh.
Yeah.
HarrisVotes.com.
Eric has been telling us you can get a sample ballot.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Fill it out, yeah.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Every day this week will feature warm days and cool nights. Mostly sunny skies, which we love to see, but drought conditions are actually really horrible. Rain chances are very slim for the next 7 days. So although the weather has been pleasant, it's been dry for too long. 50s and 60s this morning, which is nice. Highs today of 84.
Isn't there a bunch of burn bands? Like, you
everywhere.
Can't be burning anything.
My grass is crunchy right now.
Yeah, right. It's really, really dry. So that's a look at what's trending in Texas this morning. The top stories you're going to be hearing about all day. And they're powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and stop down for a little good news in the world. Today, it's Brag on Your Kids Day.
Aww.
Mo, tell us about something that's wonderful with your kids.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Sailor came home from her church preschool the other day and told me she knew every word to Ella Langley and Riley Green's You Look Like You Love Me. I said, Sailor, where did you learn that song? And she said, at Daddy's Girlfriend's Wedding.
Aw, what?
Aren't they the sweetest?
Wait, Daddy's Girlfriend?
I don't know. She's three. But she's fun, okay?
But she's fun.
Yes.
She's fun. Eric, brag on your kids.
All right, my 9-year-old Charlie, she gets a brand new Taekwondo belt today. She has worked very hard for it. She gets a brand new uniform color and everything. She'll get a trophy, a presentation. We're very proud and excited.
It's time to brag on your kiddos. Mine is my son, Zach, who stepped up in a big way. You know, my son Matt's getting married in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they had to redo their whole honeymoon stuff, right?
Right.
Well, one of the things is they then had to come up with a rental car for the week because they're going someplace different, all this kind of stuff. Zach yesterday called his brother unprompted and said, bro, I gotcha. I'm picking up your rental car for the week and paid for it.
That's so sweet.
Raising that boy right, I believe.
Right?
This is all about bragging on your kids. All week long, we're going to be bragging on kids. 713-881-5500. If you have something you want to brag on your kids about, regardless of their age, you let us know. You could be our next Brag on Your Kids Week. Amen. Here on The Bull. Still had folks talking about that guy's appearance at the Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo. It's Zach Topp. Here on the Morning Bullpen, we were just talking about the secret lives of truckers just a second ago. And I said, if you have any question that we didn't ask, you're welcome to call in and ask Rowdy.
And Kayla had a very important one. Hey, Kayla, where are you calling from?
Calling from Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texas. Hey, girl. You have Rowdy on the phone. Kayla, what do you want to ask Rowdy?
So when we do the up and down motion, do the truckers still honk their horns?
Some of us do. I do, especially if it's
he said.
I can show you real quick here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a fun memory from when you're a kid.
Rowdy, do you still have like the chain or the string, or do you do it off the steering wheel now?
Actually, I have a voodoo doll hanging on my string.
Oh, dude!
Oh. Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, I like that, a little swag.
All right, Kayla, ask him to do it one more time.
You should have said, can you do it one more time?
I sure will, as soon as I clear this gate. I don't want to scare the security guard. You ready, sweetie?
Our favorite truck driver, the secret lives of truckers, talking about it this morning here on the Morning Bullpen. And coming up next, a very unique way that you can get tickets to 10 Man Jam. I know you've been trying Ticket Tag. That comes up again at 7:20, but I got details about a unique way you can win your way in. Bloody nubs. That's the way it was described to me. Bloody nubs from texting all weekend trying to win 10 Man Jam tickets.
Oh, I wanted to talk about that, actually.
What happened?
Someone was texting the studio line instead of the text to win line. They texted, like, I want to say 300 times.
No.
What?
Yeah, I'll call them later and tell them.
They texted the wrong number to get tickets over the weekend.
That's so sad. It's sad.
All right. Well, Ticket Tag is coming up, and I've had so many people say, I always get a busy signal. Aww. It's like, well, it's because there's like a million people trying to get these tickets.
That's right.
But there is a unique way that you can improve the odds of you getting into 10 Man Jam. And that is by going out and seeing folks at a ticket stop.
Yeah, we got one today, actually. Today in Pearland, Texas, 5 to 7 p.m. at Big City Wings.
You were out on Friday, right? You did Friday lunch.
Ugh, it was so much fun, George. I went to Taquerias Arandas. It was the Arandas Sports Bar inside of Taquerias Arandas.
Oh, fun.
People had lunch, and, you know, some people had to leave because it was their lunch hour. Mm-hmm. So the people that stuck it all out until 2 o'clock, their chances were better.
Oh, fun.
And they were cheering on. They were so happy that people weren't there to claim their prizes.
Sorry, you got to go back to work, sucker.
Entire staff was like, they're gone. Move on.
Now, it's like a happy hour thing this afternoon, right?
Yeah, 5 to 7. So you can have your dinner there at Big City Wings, and hopefully your name will be called.
That's awesome.
Well, you were just out of Kendra Scott. Good turnout there. Folks coming out. It really is, like, your odds-wise, your best chance to win, right?
Yeah, ticket stops are fun, and you get to hang out and maybe have a drink, maybe do some shopping, and the full list is online at thebullhouston.com.
Okay, and don't forget, we are 3 weeks from tonight.
Ooh.
3 weeks from tonight.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We've moved up 10 Man Jam. It's going to be on Veterans Day, 11-11 at House of Blues, presented by Bud Light, and it all goes to help out the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope, and we want you there, all right? So don't forget 5 to 7 today, and don't forget you get a chance to play Ticket Tag coming up at about 7:20, all right? Here on The Morning Bullpen, it's George Strait. Now getting your morning started. It's time for jury duty this morning. Just out here solving the world's problems this morning, and we have a moral conundrum today.
Yes.
Right here on this very radio show. Mm-hmm.
We might be the world's problem, George.
You know what? I think we are. We're in morally gray area, Mo. Here is the question this morning.
Is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own?
And I'm thinking yes.
Wait. So you're talking about taking small things from work?
Nope.
You just
You're talking about
them.
Stealing stuff.
No, absolutely not stealing.
Okay. How dare you use that word, George?
It's not stealing.
What are you talking about then?
I found I was cleaning out my car, and in the back, I found a microphone, and it was labeled 100.3 The Bull, property of. And
you
it's
brought it back.
No, I didn't bring it back. It's still there. Mm-hmm. I found it, and it's been there for like 4 months. And I go, well, nobody's missing this, and I could use a microphone just to have.
Eric. You use it for work.
Eric.
I have used it for work, yes, Eric. But I want to use it at home for other stuff.
Oh.
But nobody's missing it. No one's asked for it. Nobody said, where's that microphone? They don't care. Nobody cares.
That's stealing stuff.
No, it's not. It's just accepting it as my microphone.
I think it's kind of weird that it says property of 100.3 The Bull. Like, I would feel weird using that. I'm thinking more of like a binder or like a pencil or like an envelope or something. That stuff is fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, but if it's engraved with the place that you work,
that's
kind of aggressive. This is no longer morally gray. So what's the question again?
Is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own?
That's the question. You're on jury duty this morning.
All right, Emily and Tomball, you're the first juror. Is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Emily!
Absolutely. Yes, and sometimes we have like patients or like representatives come in that offer little things for us. But yeah, of course.
Yes, okay. I see where you're going with
this. Okay, all right.
Good job, Emily.
All right, let's go to Brittany. Brittany is in Crosby. She works for a trucking company. Is it okay to take an 18-wheeler?
Stop it. That's not the question.
Do not leave the jury.
That's
Brittany,
not the question.
Is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own?
Absolutely.
Come on!
Yeah. What do you have at home?
About stealing.
What do you have at home that started off as property of your work?
Started off.
Oh, there's a lot of things. Pens, sticky notes, notepad.
It just happens to follow you home from work.
I like the way you all are saying accept it as your own.
That's the best way to say it. If you say stealing, it seems aggressive.
Like it's a little child that you've welcomed into your home.
Yes, of course. I've adopted that coffee mug as my own.
Mary's on the phone in Baytown. Mary, it says you work for a surgeon. The question, is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own?
Absolutely.
Come on.
We get free lunches twice a week.
Okay.
And we do have reps that come by and give us a small token.
Yes.
Koozies.
Okay, but those are things that they're giving you for free. What about the things that started off as property of your business and meant to be used at work?
See?
No, I wouldn't say that.
See,
there
we go.
She's trying not to
get fired. I think we have to explain it a little better. Mary, thank you. By the way, you don't have a scalpel on you or
anything. That was my first question.
No, I do not.
Okay.
No.
We want to know, is it?
They hung up because they don't want to be.
Don't call out where I work.
They don't want to incriminate themselves.
Allison's on the phone in Houston. Allison has the most interesting job. She's a dispatcher at the constable's office.
Ooh.
Allison, this is a little tricky because you do work for the constable. The question is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own?
I personally think no, because a lot of people bring stuff of their own and make it like communal for everybody.
Aww.
And I think taking it would be taking somebody else's stuff.
I agree with you. Thank God. We're finally getting some moral people on
the
show.
Constable.
All right. Last juror this morning, Martha is in Houston. She works for the University of Houston.
Hey, girl. Go Cougs.
Hey there. How's it going, y'all?
We're great. Is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I now have a collection of U of H coffee mugs and water bottles. Still in the box, and I just slipped it in my backpack. Mm-hmm.
You're getting this for Christmas. All right.
I was gonna say that it's different because it has the name on it. Eric has a microphone that has the name of one, but you just blew that out of the water because everything you're taking has their name on
it. She has school spirit. All right, leave her alone.
That's right. All right,
yes,
Mo.
Sir. School spirit.
Yeah, that's the way we'll sell it.
I love Martha. Go Cougs.
All right, Mo. Final jury duty verdict this morning.
Is it socially acceptable to accept small things from work as your own? And the answer, yes, George.
Yes. Yes. Okay, good. I feel good about keeping this microphone.
Property of.
Now I can peel that off.
You know the boss listens, right? You know the boss
not
listens.
Not on a Monday.
Not really.
Now, that's jury duty. We do it every day here on 100.3 The Bull. It's the morning bullpen. George, Mo, and Eric with a K. Here's the thing. Eric with a K has this incredible ability to create songs on the fly. We call it the 10-minute tune here on the Morning Bullpen. And you get to suggest what he should sing about. This all started like when you were a street performer.
Yeah.
And people would walk by and say, hey, do a song for my girl or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They pay me 10 bucks.
Okay.
So instead of the $10 tune, it's the 10-minute tune.
All right, there we go. But you need to tell us what you think Eric should sing about. That's how it all starts here on the Morning Bullpen. Show.
Morgan's on the phone in Blanco. Hey, sister, what do you want Eric to sing about?
Hey, good morning. I want him to sing about the lack of preparedness teachers give us for Spirit Week, the same week as Book Fair this week. And they messaged us yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, what?
That was the first you'd heard about it?
Wow.
And I have two toddlers, one that's in pre-K, one that's in pre-K next year. So they're 3 and 4.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
No, just skip it. They don't know.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a little bit of a late notice there. So I like that one.
Yeah.
713-881-5500 is the number. Dylan is in Deer Park. Dylan, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
Hey, I think that you guys should sing about how I used to be cool, and then I had kids.
But were you ever really cool, Dylan?
I was. I used to hang out with all my friends, you know, go to the bars on the weekend. You know, we'd always do crazy stuff together. And I just think this should be like an anthem for all parents out there who used to be cool. But now, you know, we have to pour cereal in the morning, get up for school. And I've got 3 kids and all under 10.
So, do you have a minivan though, Dylan? Have you given up completely and gotten a minivan?
You do have one.
I do.
Oh Lord!
Yikes!
My son plays soccer. He has to be taken. Yeah.
I think we can all relate to this song a little bit. I haven't seen my best friend in a year.
Oh no!
Yeah. Dylan, I appreciate it, man. Great suggestion today.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Ryan and Crosby, you're last up. What should I sing about today?
So you remember the antennas that you used to adjust to get the TV right? How about whenever somebody would hold them just to get the picture just right?
Yeah.
I just had my niece do it. I was watching the University of Texas college football game, and the picture was going bad. So I had my niece go over there and hold the antenna for me.
Really?
She stood there for like 10 minutes. And I was like, you can let go now.
It's okay.
That's good for kids these days.
Actually, I think that's the only reason my parents had as many kids as they did. So they always had somebody to get up and go change the channel or hold the antenna there. Dylan, I'm sorry, Ryan, good suggestion. This morning,
that's
man.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
All right, Erica, what do you think we should do today?
Oh, I'm still stuck on Dylan's suggestion.
Oh, okay.
I think we can all relate to the fact that we had a life before children and we're completely different now that they came along. Mm-hmm. So let's do an anthem, like you said, an anthem for parents.
Anthem. Yeah, let's do it. All right, 713-881-5500. Call all your friends and make sure you stay tuned with us because we're going to find out how Eric does on that suggestion for a 10-minute tune. And it's next. All right, we're going to be in Pearland today with another ticket stop. Big City Wings is going to happen between 5 and 7. If you're in the Pearland area, get ready to stop by and win your tickets into 10-Man Jam, which is 3 weeks from tonight. Time to find out what Eric with a K has created, because every day, Mo, he does a song off of a suggestion that somebody calls in.
And today's suggestion came from a man named Dylan in Deer Park, and he suggested
hey,
this.
I think that you guys should sing about how I used to be cool, then I had kids.
Mm, okay, all right. I think this is
a Dylan.
Common thing with parents. Do you feel
cool.
that way? Do you
still feel cool? I definitely had a lot more energy before children. That's for dang sure.
Eric's back in the studio. Eric, did you feel cooler before you had kids?
Oh, so much cooler, George. And this song really sums it up. Now, I'm doing something really gutsy. I'm going to take on Beyonce and Destiny's Child in Houston,
that
Texas.
Seems like a bad idea. I chose violence this morning.
Wow. Okay, all right. Here's today's 10-minute tune about parents that used to be cool on the bowl.
I used to be so cool before parenting, the life of the party, but kids change everything. Now I spend my days walking around cleaning up after monsters. It feels so demeaning. Now I'm lame, now I'm lame. I partied on the weekends with all of my cool friends. With kids that all changed. Now I'm lame, now I'm lame. Yogurt on my t-shirt, spit up on my sneakers. I'm just not the same. Now I'm lame, now I'm lame. Minivan in my driveway, Fridays doing laundry. Bedtime is like 8. Now I'm lame, now I'm lame. I used to act so crazy before we had babies. Now I'm super lame.
Can you relate, Mo?
100%.
Well done, Eric.
I want that whole song. It felt so good.
You pulled that off pretty well. Yeah, you pulled that off pretty good.
Oh, yogurt on my t-shirt. Real. Spit up on my sneakers.
Wait, now here's the thing that people don't know behind the scenes.
What's that
actually happened to you last week.
Yes.
You were in the car and you spilled something on your t-shirt before an appearance.
Yeah, if anybody saw me at my ticket stop with stuff all over my black t-shirt.
Blame the kids.
All right, that's our 10-minute tune today. What do you think about it? How do you do? You can always let us know. 713-881-5500 is the number here on the Bowl. It's time for Uncle Jorge's Ghost Stories. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George, Uncle Jorge.
Yeah.
That's Mo.
I'm Mo.
Eric with a K is also here. Mm-hmm. This is where we tell ghost stories all during the month of October.
You do. We don't, just to be clear.
Well, I say we because not only do I tell ghost stories, but there is a large portion of our audience that's had a ghost story happen to them.
Mm-hmm. I've been able to explain almost all of them.
To be fair,
today's ghost story. Christine, good morning. Tell me your ghost story on Uncle Jorge's ghost story today.
Tina and Humble. So a while back, you guys had a bit where you talked about a dream that had come true, or like a premonition that had come true. I had an ancestor that I had a dream about, who I've never met. She died before I was born. So I'm bringing that up because that is what led to my mom, my grandma, and my daughter all loading up and driving to Louisiana. Oh. We were going to go meet some family, and we were going to go check out the cemetery where this person was buried, because when they come to you in a dream and tell you to find out about their family, you go do it, you know?
Yeah.
So we twist and turns and way more than we have time for, but it was a very cool experience. And we ended up in this tiny family cemetery in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana, right? So I set my daughter down. She's about 2 at the time. And, you know, you can see every corner of the cemetery. It's not big. So I figured, okay, she can go kind of play and do her thing. My mom went one way. Grandma walked another way, and I was thinking, I have to find this person's headstone. I just feel it in my soul. I need to find her.
Wow.
So, you know how mom brain works? Kind of at the corner of my brain, I'm realizing my daughter is kind of laughing as she's walking around. And so I look over and I realize, who is she talking to? We're in the cemetery alone, right?
Right.
She's just giggling her little head off, but I thought, okay, she's a happy kid. No big deal. So I keep looking, and I'm checking headstone after headstone, and there weren't a ton, but I didn't have a map, and I didn't know where she was, so I'm just kind of going one by one. And at this point, my daughter has walked over to the opposite side of one of the headstones, because they were all kind of facing to the back, so I had to walk around each one. And she was only 2, but she knew her letters already, and she's tracing these letters, and I realized, hey, I know what she's spelling. That name sounds familiar. And sure enough, I walk over there, and she is standing in front of this person's headstone.
No.
The person you were looking for.
Found the grave?
Yes. My two-year-old. Like, of all the, you know, 100-plus people in this little cemetery, she's standing in front of hers.
Whoa.
So I say, oh, my gosh, Hannah, this is amazing. Good job, sweetie. And, you know, of course, she's two, so she's like, whatever, Mom. And, you know, walks off, and she's playing. And we stayed there for the better part of an hour, and that child played with somebody the entire time. She walked around. She talked. If you watched her, she would say something, pause and wait, and then laugh.
Like she was having a conversation with the ghost.
Having a full conversation.
Christina, thank you so much for sharing your story on
Uncle Jorge's Ghost Stories.
Yeah, I explained that one away. She was having a conversation with
a
ghost.
2-year-old talking to air happens every day.
That is
in my
not
house.
True. That is not in a graveyard.
It doesn't matter where.
They were out. She was in a graveyard. She was talking to a ghost. Non-believers. 713.
This one did not get me, George.
881-5500 is the number if you have a ghost story that you want to share with Mo, Eric, and Uncle Jorge.
Jorge.
All right, coming up here on the Morning Bullpen, we have Brag on Your Kids Week. And not only are you going to brag on your kids, you're going to want to hear the story about Chris and what his son did. You'll be proud of him, too, all right? It's Brag on Your Kids Week on the 810 Amen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Santa Fe today. Oscar is waiting to take on Mo. Oscar, this is how you take $100 from Mo.
I hope so.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Oscar?
Because it's Mo's money.
All right, Oscar, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
Get on out of here, Mo, please.
All right, Oscar, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, in 2010, this artist asked us all to undo it. Who is she?
Carrie Underwood.
Question number two, best known for Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, this 10-man jam artist is also known as comedian Rob Schneider's daughter. Name her.
Oh, gosh. Lainey Wilson, man.
Question number three. This duo said they were speechless when Tequila went to number one on the charts. What's their name?
Oh, wow. The Osmond Brothers.
Question number four. What if this country star and his wife, Caitlin, named all of their kids starting with the letter K? Oh, wait, they did. Can you name this country superstar?
Oh, man. God, Kenny Chesney, man. I don't know. These are hard.
Question number five. In 2012, Chip Moore had a hit about his A, lunch money, B, beer money, or C, rent money.
Beer money.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against today.
All right. Oscar, you did all right, buddy. You got two out of the five.
No, he did not do all right. Don't lie to Oscar. He knows he did
fine.
Better.
Two out of five is not horrible.
He said these questions were hard, Mo.
Okay.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
Let's see what you think.
No pressure.
Question number one.
Let's go.
In 2010, this artist asked us all to undo it. Name her.
Undo it. That's Carrie Underwood.
That is Carrie Underwood, yes. Correct.
All right, 1-1, he got that right.
Question number two, best known for Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, this 10-man jam artist is also known as comedian Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yes, that's L. King.
It is L. King, yes.
All right, he said Lainey Wilson, so you're winning now, Mo, 2-1.
Question number three. This duo said they were speechless when Tequila went to number one on the charts. Name them.
That's Dan and Shay.
It is Dan and Shay, yes.
All right.
I gave you two songs
there
in that clue
hints.
There.
Yes.
3-1. He said the Osmonds.
What?
He just started throwing names out.
Well, you may have met Osborne Brothers, but you said Osmond Brothers.
Okay.
Question number four. What if this country star and his wife, Caitlin, named all of their kids starting with K? Oh, wait a minute. They did.
They did.
Name him.
Oh, that's Kane Brown.
It is Kane Brown.
Mm-hmm. Not Kenny Chesney, but Kenny Chesney does start with a K. Mm-hmm. So at least you had that going for you. Four to one.
Let's stay with the K theme. In question number five, okay. In 2012, Kip Moore had a hit song about A, his lunch money, B, his beer money, or C, his rent money.
It's beer money.
It is beer money.
Beer money.
Horrible performance.
Thank you.
She got five out of five, Oscar, and kept her money
today.
Did you
mean me or you?
Me.
Okay. All right. My beautiful singing is an awesome performance.
All right, Oscar, you know what you got to say to get out of here, buddy?
I don't know country, but Mo knows country.
Oscar, get off my phone.
She does. You'll have a chance to play her tomorrow morning, 8:20. You take the $100 on Mo Knows Country here on The Bull? A very simple way you can wind up $5,000 richer. Yeah, it just involves downloading an app. We'll tell you exactly all the details on how to get in on the 5K a day coming up in 10 minutes here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.